Welcome to Connected, brought to you by He's Alive. For the next half hour, join Tim and Sharon Colasino and friends as together we consider how to motivate one another to love and to do good works. Get ready to be inspired and equipped at Connected.
I am so excited today to be with my honey right here on Connected. And, you know, before we come on the air, just a few moments ago, we were talking from Isaiah chapter 1 and verse number 19. If you be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land.
Amen. It's just not a person that's under rules and regulations and keeps all the law, but it's something about the heart that God is wanting.
I love Psalm 37 and verse number 3. It says, "Trust in the Lord and do good. So shall you dwell in the land, and truly you shall be fed." Pretty bonehead math material there. I think anyone could understand that. Trust in the Lord, number one, do good, number two, and thirdly, you shall dwell in the land and be fed by the master's hand.
In other words, the blessed life is in that. That's trusting in the Lord and doing good.
That's right. It's just that simple. I was just thinking on the coming to work today on the ride in about how we make God so complicated. And we have all this modernistic, contemporary, intellectual age teaching and psychology and intuitive psychology, which is listening to your inner wisdom and so forth, and it all has its place. But the gospel is so simple. And the Bible says in the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus said, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." The poor in spirit are those that recognize their need for a Savior. Years ago, and I'll add to that, years ago, God gave me the slogan, "Education without salvation is damnation to creation." So everything we say and do in this life, it should be backed up by our own personal salvation with the Lord.
That's exactly right. We'll be back in just a few minutes, and we're just so glad to have all of you on board with us while we just sit here and fellowship with each other.
Majestic mountains, spoke the stars into space. He formed me and He loves me. I'm a child of His grace. There is no situation out of His reach. With one touch, my gentle Father overwhelms me with peace. I'm in good hands. I'm in good hands. I can trust the great physician and the wisdom of His plan. I don't have to know the answers. I don't have to understand. God is holding me securely, and I'm in good hands. I am
know, Tim, we were looking in Isaiah chapter 1, and it's such a really overused scripture for a lot of preachers. However, of course, can you really overuse any scripture? I don't think so. I don't think so. But anyway, a lot of people really can quote, you know, Isaiah 1:19, if you're willing and obedient, mm-hmm. you'll eat the good of the land. Sort of like John 3:16. But the question is what's verse 17? You know?
That's right.
And so right here in Isaiah 1:19, if you're willing and obedient, you shall eat of the good of the land. But verse 20, you were saying, has another flip side of the coin there.
Yeah, but if you refuse and rebel. Now, notice that a lot of people don't like that word if.
Uh-huh, yeah.
There's a choice.
Sure.
But, you know, it's like we're saying that God's going to do all these things for us. But, you know, God's love toward us is unconditional. Our love toward him is conditional. How do we prove our love toward God? By loving God and keeping his commandments. Uh-huh. So that's why that word if is placed there.
Yeah. You know, a lot of people say they love God, but really they just have fond affection for him.
Mm-hmm.
Because the truth, like you said, when you do love someone, you will do right by them.
That's right.
You will do right by them.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard some people say, well, if that's love, I'd hate to see you hate me. You know, what would come out of that? But really, in loving God, it's keeping his word, but not just doing what he says to do, but he says willing and obedient.
Well, it's the same principle with people that want to argue about tithe and offerings.
Uh-huh.
Sharon, it's like, you know, they're saying, well, I don't know if it applies to this age that we live in or not. But if God has your heart, he has your wallet.
Mm-hmm.
If he has your heart, he has all those ifs.
He has your time as well.
Yeah. And the word if, it's placed there because he knows we're free will, moral agents and people. He could have says, you're willing and obedient. You refuse and rebel. But he didn't say that. He says, if you're willing and obedient.
Mm-hmm.
The word willing there comes from the Hebrew word, which means acquiescent. If you're acquiescent to the will of God. In other words, if you conform mm-hmm. to God's thinking and do his will, you're going to get the blessings of the land.
Mm-hmm.
The whole chapter, the 28th chapter of the book of Deuteronomy tells mm-hmm. us that. But it also tells us about some curses if we don't do the things he's told us to do.
It's like the power of choice, no pun intended, about our coaching CD this month that you sat down with Amanda Cain. But it's all about choice. Most mm-hmm. of us complain about things in our life, but if we look back, a lot had to do with the choices we made.
That's right.
And so God is saying, if you make the choice to obey me,
that's right.
If you make the choice to have a heart that's willing mm-hmm. to do it, then you're going to be blessed. But if you don't, you got some consequences that's coming
right.
your way.
We're byproducts of the choices we make. Notice verse number 20, it starts off with a conjunctive but. But if you refuse mm-hmm. and rebel, then there's a comma that's been placed there. You shall be devoured with the sword. No ands, ifs, buts, or ors or conjunctions in that part B of that statement. It's saying if you don't follow part A, part B is going to happen. If you don't do and follow the commandments of God, you're going to suffer falling and being devoured with the sword. For the mouth of the Lord
mm-hmm.
is the one that has spoken it. And, you know, and I believe it would solve a lot of issues today. I believe that if we would just do what God's word says to do, we would not need psychoanalysis.
Mm-hmm.
We would not need to have this seminar and that seminars, and they're all good in their place. But I'm convinced, Sharon, that when we went through revival times back in the 80s and the 90s, mm-hmm. and we saw God mm-hmm. move in a mighty way, there was no counseling that was needed because people were getting right with God.
Yeah.
And they had a fire down on the inside of them that they wanted to live for God and couldn't wait for the next church service to start.
Well, one of the things, the preaching of the word and the true repentance brought true change in people's lives.
That's right.
I remember my pastor, Brother Biddles. That's all I know. Brother Biddles. He told the story when he got saved. He was a chicken thief is what he said. And he said the first thing he had to do is get a job, get money to pay for those chickens that he had stolen.
Okay.
He just knew that's what he had to do, is confess that sin and bring and pay the man the chickens that he had stolen all those years from him. That's mm-hmm. true repentance.
Yeah.
He said him and his wife had shoplifted out of a grocery store.
Uh-huh.
And they went and bought what they had stolen out of this store,
mm-hmm.
bought it at another store, and took it to that store.
Oh, my.
Because that was his heart. I've got to pay back. I've got to do something to show repentance.
Yeah.
And today, people are making decisions, but they're not repenting of sin.
Well, that's the thing. And as we look there at the previous verse in verse 18, come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord. He didn't say rationalize. I remember years ago when I was getting my psychology degree, through one of the seminar teachings, I had a book called Rational Emotive Therapy and another book that went together with that transactional analysis. It's A, B's, and C's. If you do this, this is going to happen. If you do this, you're going to suffer the consequences for this. We're having to place those things with high intellectual meaning and words just to get people's attention, to get them to repent about what the Bible's already told us to do. Mm-hmm. So when it says, come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord, what that's saying, come now, let us dispute. Let us judge a matter, says the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. How does that happen? Through repentance that you were talking about.
Yeah, through repentance. I think if people really get saved, the willing and obedient is not a hard issue for them. I truly believe that, unless you're in a backslid condition.
Yeah.
There was a time that you didn't have to preach on certain things because it would seem to be just the norm. You didn't have to preach faithfulness because if you were truly saved, mm-hmm. you were going to be faithful to God's house.
That's exactly right.
In fact, I remember even as a teenager, couldn't wait to get into some Holy Ghost fiery services.
That's right.
That's how I would spend my weekend. Mm-hmm. I would get the newspaper out and I would look and see where there was a revival, see what God was doing, because there was something that God had placed on the inside of me that wanted mm-hmm. more of Him.
That's right.
And to walk as He wanted us to walk.
And the reason why I believe that revival has left us, of course, we know that periodically throughout the annals of human history, the Lord has moved. And the Acts chapter 3 and verse number 19 talks about the times of refreshing coming mm-hmm. from the presence of the Lord. But it talks about repenting before those times come.
Yeah.
And when we get away from preaching about repentance of sins in Jesus' name mm-hmm. and the foundational truths of the gospel of Jesus Christ, and now we're in soulish realm preaching these days, uh-huh. whatever feels good, you know, give the people something that they'll feel good about themselves about. But repentance is never mentioned. There's no change mm-hmm. on the inward man and the person that's even saved. They're entertaining thoughts of psychology. They're entertaining thoughts of self-help groups because they can't get help any other way. But repentance in Acts 2:38 was always the first step in salvation. Repent every one of you for the remission of your sins or for the forgiveness of your sins. And then you can go on and get baptized in mm-hmm. the name of the Lord and get filled with the Holy Ghost. And that Holy Spirit of promise, according to Ephesians 1:13, will seal you until the day of redemption.
Amen. We will be right back.
I'm born with a restless heart in the darkness. I'm born with a desperate need for you. I failed you a thousand times, still you're faithful. Teach me to fix my eyes on you. Burn away my rebellious, ever-wandering heart. Lift me out from the ashes. Keep me where you are. We're calling.
You know, Sharon, we know that there are a lot of folks out there that are listening right now. They've been bound by bad habits.
Mm-hmm.
They can't seem to find the direction that they need to go into. Jeremiah 29:11 says that God's thoughts toward us are not thoughts of evil,
mm-hmm.
but they're thoughts of good,
yeah.
that he could give us an expected end. We have a future.
Yes,
we have
do.
A great destiny. The plans of God are for us, and his promises are yea and amen. Years ago, I preached a message called, Are You Standing on the Premises or Are You Standing on the Promises? Most folks uh-huh. need to shift places.
Yeah. yeah, that's about it. Just on the premises. But yeah, God's Word is all the absolutes that we need.
Mm-hmm.
Really. Any wisdom in this world, if it's true wisdom, it's going to be in the Word. Knowledge, understanding is going to come back to the Word of God. And I look at it this way. If God says it, it is totally settled.
Well, they're in the 16th verse. Let me just say this uh-huh. quickly, and then I know we're going to be praying. But it says, Wash you, make you clean, put away the evil of your doings from before my eyes, cease to do evil, learn to do well. These are all positive things.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, when things on from the oppressive side on the outside of your body start coming against you, those are oppressive spirits.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And they want to get on the inside of you when you open up a sin door and cause you to become depressed. But
yeah.
you don't have to become that way. We're byproducts of choices that we make. And if we'll just praise the Lord
yeah.
and say, God, your word says this, I'm going to stand on it no matter what.
Amen.
We'll have that freedom on the inside.
Absolutely. Let's pray. Father, I just thank you, Lord. You are faithful. You watch over your word to perform it. And Lord, for those today that are struggling, they're bored with Christianity. They're bored with their walk with you. They're discouraged, despondent. And I'm talking to somebody that you've had a lot of feuding going on in the church. Yeah, and somehow you've got entangled in some of this mess. He said, she said, this way, that way. And I just sense that a spirit of conviction is falling right now on this whole matter. And I pray right now for repentance to come. As much as it lies within you, you need to be at peace with all men.
That's right.
Because without holiness, and this is an unholy thing, we won't see God.
Yeah.
There's got to be some repentance, Tim.
Yes, there has to be. And I'm seeing a woman by the name of Sally. I believe it's Sally and in North Central West Virginia. And there's been a tremendous argument with your son.
Mm-hmm.
And as that has went on, there's a spirit of strife and division that's between you and some family members as well. And God's going to fix that situation if you'll only turn to him and repent and not hold on to that pride.
Yeah.
But just ask for his forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
Go and leave your gift at the altar and
yes.
be restored in
yes.
Jesus' name.
Yes, yes. We thank you, Father. Lord, I just bind in agreement with the one praying with me. We bind that spirit right now that is trying to bring division, trying to bring heartache. And we thank you for liberty and healing and forgiveness and every root of pride coming down in Jesus' name. Even in marriages today, we pray for repentance in marriages. in the name of Jesus.
Praise
God. Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. It's been a good day.
It has.
Yeah. How about tomorrow? Let's do this again.
Yes. 23 and a half hours from
yeah.
now.
Yeah, let's do it.
Thank you for tuning in to Connected. Remember, the views expressed on this program may not necessarily reflect the views of our staff or the hosts of this program. Connect with us at HeesAlive.net or at He's Alive, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland, 21536.